So I know one of the biggest concerns when everyone was coming over to LIV Golf was eligibility for team events for the Team USA.
Yep.
One of the biggest, some of the biggest people with you, DJ, Brooks, Patrick Reed won't be eligible. Do you feel that Team USA and these tournaments are going to suffer from not having the marketability that you guys bring to the table?
I personally think that the team events are only hurting themselves by not allowing us to play, not allowing us to qualify through some capacity in some facet. What's up?
Basically, if you look at the calendar, a year ago, you're in a much different place. You're in Wisconsin, not too far from here, at the Ryder Cup, driving the first green.
Yep.
I'm just kind of curious how far away that feels.
Pretty far.
Yeah.
Yeah, a long ways away. But I still, it's a fond memory, and I'll never forget it, and it's one of the greatest moments of my life.
Does that version of Bryson, that part of your life, feel just as far away?
Like, what do you mean?
I guess just like... kind of based off of his question, like team golf, those type of things. I know it's a different form of team golf here, but what you were doing, who you were trying to be then, do you feel different or do you feel very similar to that person?
As a person, I'm the same. My golf game, I'm getting back to that form, very close to that. In regards to the landscape of the game, it's completely different now. Yeah. And I think it's ultimately for the better down the road. I think people will see that over the course of time. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bryson, you won the amateur here in Illinois at Olympic Fields. You got your first tour win down at John Deere in Illinois.
Right.
What would a third win in Illinois mean to you, and how much do you know about Rich Harvest Farms?
Oh, it means I love Illinois. I still love them anyway, no matter what. But the grass here has treated me really well. And I think that, I played here in 2014 or 15 for the – I think it was 15, sorry, for the Western Amateur. And that was a great experience. I loved every minute of it. And there's some quirky holes out here that we all have to strategize and take care of and just execute great golf shots. But if you can plot your way around this golf course and give yourself a couple opportunities of par fives, you can shoot pretty low out here.
Mm-hmm. You've obviously had a variety of different challenges in your golf career, deciding when to turn pro with what was going on at your school, deciding to get bigger and stronger.
Yep.
Where does the challenge of, if it is one, jump into this tour, been in your career, where does it rank among all the challenges you've faced?
Well, I think all the challenges that have happened in the course of my life, even from when I was in high school, junior high, elementary school, they've all been warming up to this moment to make this big decision. This is the biggest decision besides choosing my agent that I've ever made in my entire life. And I couldn't be more happy to be over here. I have no buyer's remorse. I have ultimate respect for the PGA Tour and what they've done for my career, as I've said it from day one. And you know, they've allowed me this opportunity. You know, I have to look back and thank Tiger for this opportunity because he's the one that's ultimately created this.
I got to ask you, years back, you shared us the story of what you used to do with golf balls to make sure they were in good shape. Are you still doing that?
Every tournament. Every tournament. Yep, balancing the golf balls and making sure that they're in the right place when I play.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bryson, so this is the last event of four in the U.S. before we go back overseas.
Yep.
Can you talk about the importance of having a global calendar, not only just for your enjoyment, but also for the game of golf?
Well, the game of golf is global. That's first and foremost. As I've traveled to Dubai and won overseas and played in the U.K. and did well this year, you start to realize, and even when I was an amateur in college, I played in the World Amateur in Japan, Australian Masters, Australian Open as an amateur, and you start realizing that the game of golf is not just a small little thing in the States. It's a global game, and I think as I've looked at this opportunity, I've got Anirban on the team, we've got Paul Casey on the team. It's great to have international players on the team so we can grow it internationally. That's my goal. There's so many people that don't know this great game and haven't created amazing relationships because of not having access to this great game. And I want to provide that opportunity moving forward. I think that's something that Team Crushers can do, and I think that LIV Golf can do as well. And that's what we're all trying to accomplish. We're trying to expand and grow this to the max, maximize the opportunity that we have before us.
Bryson and Chirag Patel over here.
Hey.
I'm a healthcare and kind of a wellness fitness reporter.
Yeah.
You've had you know, a significant amount of changes with body strengthening and a lot of different things that you've done in the past. Some injuries also.
Yep.
Tell me what you're doing from that standpoint right now, currently, and also what's your thoughts on how this tour will affect your longevity moving forward?
I think I'll definitely have a longer career because of it, first and foremost. Second off, I think that it allows me the opportunity to prepare and train my body in a way that makes sense for me, where every week I can give it my full utmost attention. It's not like I'm going to be on the road for 3 or 4 weeks for what I can see of the future and going, man, I'm just worn out. I can't perform. I can't execute. But it's been a journey for me to understand my body and what's going on. My hands have always been kind of a weak point in my body. I had back problems when I was younger, 24. I had to pull out of the Valspar a long time ago because of back issues and just excessive use on my body. And so one, I think that this allows me to recover a lot better. Two, it allows me to explore different things to enhance my performance in a positive way. That's one of the biggest things for me. We've never had an off season. So I've never known what I could do in 3 or 4 months with working really hard and eating the right way and taking care of my gut health and my whole gut biome. That's something I'm really interested in, to see how I can reduce as much inflammation as possible as naturally as I can.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Bryson, how much will you miss not participating in the President's Cup? And also, what do you hope to accomplish with the lawsuit?
Well, with a lot, that's an ongoing investigation. I cannot comment on that. I'm sorry. Okay. I wish I could. But I would say from a team aspect, it is sad that those governing bodies have not allowed us to be able to qualify. And that's all I can say to that. I mean, I want to play in numerous events on the PGA Tour. It'd be awesome. And that's what LIV Golf has tried to, well, they have allowed us to play on the PGA Tour. It's the PGA Tour barring us from doing so.
Will you watch next weekend?
Absolutely. It's golf entertainment. And I'm a golf fan first and foremost. I'm going to watch golf wherever it's played with some of the best players in the world, whoever it is. I think down the road that'll change. I think that this will become something special, even more special than what it is now. And moving forward in the future, I'll still watch other tournaments that I've won and done well at before.
Bryson, on your right, along those lines, when it comes to rankings and majors, is there anything that you guys as players can do or are doing to either lobby the hosts of the majors or talk to LIV officials about tweaking the format and maybe satisfying some criteria?
We're doing anything and everything to satisfy the criteria of the OWGR.
Are you part of those discussions?
A lot of the players are part of those discussions. that's why we've all banded together.
Can you give us an example of what you guys are doing?
I cannot speak on that because I don't want to say. From the player meeting we had, it was very positive. A lot of great conversations back and forth between Peter Dawson, from what I could tell, and from what LIV officials could tell me. And that's all. That's all it is. We're going to get to a conclusion, hopefully here in the coming months, in regards to how this is all going to work out. But yeah, there will be tweaks. There will be adjustments on both ends. It's going to have to be. This has never been done before, and there has to be compromise if we want to work effectively in this ecosystem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bryson, a couple of minutes ago, you talked about your appreciation for the PGA Tour, and you saw some of the early blowback before you even made your decision. Are you surprised that there's still this blowback from individuals, you know, debating the merits of each tour?
I have a lot of comments on that, but how I can nicely say that, it's like poker. How long can you keep bluffing, right? That's something that, you know, hopefully we'll get figured out over the course of time. We're here, we're open, we're transparent as well. We know everything that's going on from the social side of things all the way through to, just how the teams are formatted, how next year is going to play out. And what we want to do to generate revenue. That's our whole goal and our plan. I'm not going to speak all on that because it's not my position to do so as of yet. But with the landscape and the way that things are going, I hope one day we can come to a compromise. I would love nothing more than that. It'd be fun to have like what football is doing, AFC, NFC, come to the Super Bowl sort of thing, kind of like what we could potentially do.
And do you also feel an impact has already been made by some of the adjustments the PGA Tour has already made for next year?
I think that the $500,000 for each player is no small sum of cash, and something that we've been asking. And Phil Mickelson, from what I talked to him about, again, this is hearsay, but from what I talked to him about, he had been lobbying for that for a long time. I'm talking 10 to 15 years. And so it's not on just, you know, our end. What we're looking at is a way where whenever there's disruption in the world, no matter what it is, in the end, it's always a net positive, whether we learn from it or something, you know, you got Apple that's here, then Google comes about. It's just, you're always increasing technology in a free market and ideas and intellectual thought processes that allow people to grow and move in a way that's really positive, I think, for the whole ecosystem of the game of golf. So, and what I'm saying is that in a year or two, you're going to see a lot of positive change for professional golf. These kids coming out of college, they have no idea how much money they're about to make.
Nice. This question is for...
Oh boy, here we go.
This question is... nice. This question is for Bryson. A lot of fans have been calling you their thick king, and by fans, I mean myself. Could you speak on that?
Well, I think I'm just trying to look after you know what you've presented here today. I'm trying to go after your look now. You know, I was pretty big. I decided to lean out because I was getting too close to looking like you and your physique, and now I've kind of cut back a little bit, lost a couple pounds, and I'm trying to look as sleek and slim as you.
I'm gonna cry when I go home tonight.
Okay, I'm sorry. Why?
Because I'm fat and
no,
I didn't.
No, stop. You're not.
And hearing it from you know my father figure really hurt. So
we'll talk about it after. We'll get you on the Whole30 diet and call it a day. Okay.
Okay, that's a deal. Right. Thank you.
Perfect deal.
On a more serious note, there's Jake from Country Club Adjacent.
Okay.
Since starting the long drive competitions, you actually haven't won yet on tour. Have you ever thought about just swinging slower?
Yeah, definitely. I thought about shortening my clubs a lot. Hold up. I got my phone going off. I have no idea what's
more important.
No,
for sure.
Not at all. On a serious note, yeah, I mean, I haven't. What is my phone doing? Is it my phone again? I don't know. On a serious note, though, you know, yeah, I haven't won. I mean, look, I've won the U.S. Open and the Arnold Palmer, and I played long drive last year. I did a long drive event. Yeah, I haven't done well, but it's mainly because of a hand injury, and I think that over the course of time, I'm going to get back to that winning form. It's taken a little bit longer than I thought. This hand thing is no joke. I never thought it would take this long to get back. I mean, look, it's only 4.5 months, but no, I don't think it'll hurt me. If anything, it's allowed me to, as bad as I've played, still play decently well. You know, I have a top 10 and finished 18th the other week, so you know, not what I'm looking for at all. But I'm elongating this answer. I don't know why. I think I'll be fine. I'll win here soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Bryce.
Thanks.
Just how difficult is it going to be without a TV contract? I know you're live streaming.
It's coming.
Stuff. It is coming. Okay, but just growing the sport with all the controversy.
This is beta. This is a beta test, and that's what people I think forget. Is that we're only just starting, and we're trying to present this to anybody and everybody that wants to be a part of it. I think that's what's beautiful about it being on YouTube. It's free to access for anybody that wants to watch it. 180,000 concurrent viewers in that playoff. Over 2 million people, unique viewers watched. That's pretty solid. Someone's going to take the dive on us.
Do you foresee overtaking the PGA? Are you talking about a merger like AFC?
Not my goal. I would never want that to be my goal. I mean, I still look up to them and appreciate what they've done for the game in general. Live Golf, certainly from my perspective and what I know, never wanted to do that. Again, they've had to play their cards the way they've had to based on the way that the PGA Tour has reacted. You know, that is what it is. And again, they're not putting the iron fist down. I don't think they will. There's no need to. But I personally believe that over the course of time, they will come to a resolution. There has to be. I mean, it's only in the best interest of the game of golf down the road. What Live Golf has provided is something new and unique, different. And with that to be said, there's going to be some disruption and people aren't going to like it. And I respect every single person that doesn't think it's good for the game of golf. I understand it, but I hope they are open-minded enough to go, you know what, let me just give this a chance. And if you give it a chance, you might see something pretty cool.
Bryce, once upon a time, you were a rookie playing your first tour event not far after Olympia Fields.
Yeah.
Now Mr. Pug is doing that this week here. What advice might you have for him?
Say it again? David.
Yeah.
Well, the first and foremost thing is be patient. Like, it takes a long time to really get a good understanding of how to be a professional golfer and stay up at the top. You know, I was in the top 10 for, 3 or 4 years? And it's not easy. And you got to learn a lot in the game. And it takes a bit of time. So don't rush anything. Be as patient as possible when it comes to enduring tough times. I missed 14 cuts in a row 1 year, you know, on tour. And you got to learn every single week. I think that over the course of time, he'll be a great fit and he'll see the fruits of his hard work coming pretty quickly if he just is patient.
What's the biggest thing you learned your first week as a pro?
My first week as a pro, you can make a lot of money, even back then. You can do that. But honestly, the thing I learned the most was how difficult it is. I mean, everybody talks about live golf out. There's no competition. It's the complete opposite. I mean, you're not only fighting for yourself, but you're fighting for your team. Last week, in Boston, was a great example. I was nowhere near the lead, and my team was in third place with the last five holes to play. And our whole team knew it. And I don't know what it was, but we all knew we had to birdie in coming down the stretch. And that was I had the same nerves then as trying to win a golf tournament. It was the same feeling. So from my perspective, the competition piece is only going to get stronger and better. And it's going to get more intense as the years go on.
Keely Johnson, Drunk by the Turn. I was just wondering, who gave you the nickname DeChambeau, and how prepared are you for the long drive world championships in a couple weeks?
Great question. So I'm focused on the golf this week, first and foremost. Next week is when I'll start preparing really hard, and I've only got a week. So, I mean, my speeds are not slow. I can get it over 200 miles an hour out here. So I feel like I can get to 218 to 220 out there, which would be good enough to compete and hopefully make it to the top eight again. But DeChambeau was...
Can we confirm that it was Bobby Bradley?
It was Bobby Bradley, yeah.
Awesome.
He's the man, though. He's always been great. I love him.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we have time for one more.
Hey, Bryson.
Hey.
I wanted to ask you about Anirban as an addition to your team.
Yeah.
What does he bring? I mean, I know he brought in a lot of money in the first tournament itself. But apart from that, what has he meant to the team?
Wisdom. That's first and foremost. He's brought a lot of wisdom to the team. I mean, I picked up a lot of guys that highly respected from the tour, and I think that those guys have meant the world to me in regards to input from a business side of things and from a golf side of things. They've got a lot of great knowledge. Yeah, I'm the captain, but they've had a lot more experience combined than me, and I wanted that so that I wasn't going to be blindsided by anything. I wanted them to be able to bring a different atmosphere to me so I could understand how to, first off, make the team the most successful team out here. Be the most consistent, because there are times where my golf swing and golf game aren't that consistent, so I need some consistency. But people that are wise, that's really what he's brought to my team. And I think it's going to be awesome to watch the Indian market come, you know, hopefully to our side as well. I'm looking forward to that. I'd love to do some work over there in India and help grow the game of golf in that space as well. I'm passionate about growing the game of golf. It is one of my things.
And my last question, I spoke to you in 2016. We did an interview in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
And one of the lines that really stood out for me from there was that I like to create things. You had told me at that time you were working on your one lens shaft,
right,
and other things.
Right.
Is this something that has been the biggest attraction for you coming to LIV Golf, that it has really appealed to your entrepreneurial side of it?
You said it. You said it. I mean, 100% accurate. Yeah. Winning the U.S. Open, the U.S. Amateur, NCAAs is something I'll never forget. But I think my greatest accomplishment when I look back on it, decade, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, will potentially be LIV Golf and what they're going to do for the game.